USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Dorian is a Category 4 storm. Winds are now 140 miles per hour as it heads towards the Bahamas. Center Director Ken Graham.
Hurricane warnings out for portions of the North Bahamas with a major hurricane here, so a lot of wind, a lot of rain.
He says the high winds could do a lot of damage to the Bahamas over the weekend. The forecast calls for the storm to head for Florida's east coast.
You could get places with 6 to 10 inches of rain, even 10 to 15.
Graham says a typical Category 4 storm surge is 10 feet or more. President Trump spoke about his Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago, being in an area that could get hit.
Mar-a-Lago can handle itself. That's a very powerful place. The thing I'm worried about is the state of Florida.
Some forecasters say the storm could turn north by Sunday.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another rocket failure for Iran. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A rocket at an Iranian space center that was to conduct a satellite launch that had been criticized by the United States apparently exploded on its launch pad Thursday. That according to satellite images that suggest the Islamic Republic suffered its third failed launch this year. Iranian state media did not acknowledge the incident at the Imam Khomeini Space Center. But a senior research associate at the Middleborough Institute of International Studies who saw the images tells the Associated Press they suggest the rocket could have exploded during ignition or possibly briefly lifted off before crashing back down onto the launch pad.
NASCAR's Dale Earnhardt is saying he's grateful this holiday weekend after he and his family were in a plane crash earlier this month.
Very scary experience, and we're just happy to be healthy and have a weekend like this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A 70s TV legend is gone. Multiple Emmy winner Valerie Harper has died. She got her big break on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
So you're Rhoda Morgenstern.
After winning an Emmy, she then got her own spinoff.
My name is Rhoda Morgenstern. I was born in the Bronx, New York, in December 1941.
During an interview, she spoke about how she almost turned the spinoff down.
Finally, the fourth year, Mary... I said, I don't want to go. I don't want to. She said, you don't want to be my sidekick all your life. I said, yes, yes, I do. She said, oh, come on. I said, what if it fails? She said, if it fails, you'll move back to Minneapolis.
In the 1980s, she played Valerie Hogan on Valerie, which was later named Valerie's Family and then the Hogan Family when her character was killed off after a salary dispute. Harper appeared in many TV movies and two of her film appearances, Chapter 2 and Freebie and the Bean, got her Golden Globe nominations. She was also nominated for a Tony in the play Looped for her performance of Tallulah Bankhead. In 2009, she was diagnosed with lung cancer, and then in 2013, she announced she had brain cancer. Valerie Harper passed away just 1 week after her 80th birthday. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.